Report: Mexican Army loses 30% of weapons purchased from U.S. by Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on January 4, 2022. Mexico's military is allegedly working to cover up its loss of weapons purchased from other countries. Mexico's army, SEDENA, is losing approximately 30% of weapons purchased from the U.S., a report from Mexican journalist Carlos Loret de Mola revealed. The report comes as Mexico's federal government litigates against firearm manufacturers in a U.S. court, blaming them for the raging cartel violence. Those missing weapons are showing up in crime scenes. Mexico's military has also allegedly misplaced weapons bought from Germany, Australia, Italy, Romania, Spain, and Belgium. In Mexico, the army is the only entity that can purchase weapons from other countries. Further, all weapons bought by federal, state, and local law enforcement, as well as private citizens, are sold by SEDENA. Loret de Mola reports that a national center called CENOPI within the Attorney General's office keeps track of weapons found in crime scenes or seized from criminal organizations. But because of the lawsuit, they are suppressing information about Mexican army guns in the hands of cartels. The CENOPI even denied requests for information about those weapons as a way to protect the military as being partly responsible in Mexico's illicit gun trade. The new allegations come at a time when Mexico's military is plagued by scandals. State authorities in Oaxaca arrested a former general who was a candidate for Secretary of Defense on extortion charges in December. Also in December, Canadian authorities arrested General Eduardo Leon Trawitz on an extradition warrant from Mexico over his alleged role in the widespread theft of fuel, CBC reported. In October 2020, U.S. authorities arrested former Mexican Secretary of Defense Salvador Cienfuegos on drug trafficking charges. Mexico's government was able to secure his release, claiming they would investigate and prosecute, but ultimately dismissed the case. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.